Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5, The Game, online at thegamenashville.com. He's the GM, Floyd Reese. And Floyd, I am fired up today. You want to know why?
I think I know why.
Why?
Because of Eric Decker and his reality show.
Bingo! Yesterday, I'm minding my own business. Now, Ian had already told me about this that I'd forgotten, but I'm minding my own business last night, and I see a tweet from E! News. Now, remember, I don't follow E! News because I don't watch the E! Channel. That channel is a bunch of garbage. It's all, you know, the Kardashians and what's on the E! Channel? Does Bieber have a show on the E! Channel?
Probably.
I mean, that's where it would go. Probably. So the E! Channel is where they put all that garbage. And so I see a tweet about Eric Decker. And what was my one rule, Floyd, when we were talking about the Titans signing Eric Decker, what was my one thing that I said, hey, if that stays, I don't want him? The reality TV show. And people told us, no, it's been off the air since 2014. So I felt pretty good about that. In fact, I remember asking you, you know, how would you feel about a reality TV show if you were the GM and you said, well, we wouldn't have one? Well, apparently that's not going to be the case because Eric and Jesse are back. E! Announced Tuesday morning that Eric Decker and Jesse James Decker's hit series is returning for a third season. The brand new season of Eric and Jesse, which premieres Wednesday, September 10th at 10 p.m., will show the famous families' how the famous families' lives have changed over the past few years since welcoming daughter Vivianne and son Eric Jr. Quote, Eric and I are very excited to be back for a third season of our show, Jesse said in a statement. We are all about family fun and sharing the love. I know our fans are going to enjoy watching this new chapter of our life. According to the season 3 press release, it will follow Jesse, quote, juggling her music career and her hosting duties. By the way, I don't know if any of those things. I don't know about her career or her hosting duties, but it will follow Jesse juggling her music career and her hosting duties and expanding her business when Eric unexpectedly changes football teams and signs with the Tennessee Titans. So there you go. The Titans are going to be part of an E! Reality series, Eric and Jesse. And I am fired up about it. That is something the bad teams do. That's a New York Giants, New York Jets, Cincinnati Bengals. That's what the Patriots, you worked for the Patriots. How many reality TV shows did those players have when you were with the Patriots?
I don't know of any, but I don't know. They could have all had something. I don't know.
You would have known. You have a pair of Uggs boots because Tom Brady gave them to you. You know what goes on over there. Right. And I am all where I'm all been out of shape. This is because if you're the Titans, you can say, hey, what do you want your locker room like? What do you want your team to be like? And we've heard they want to be like the Patriots, right? John Robinson has made it seem like he wants the Titans to be like the Patriots. We wanted to talk to one of the assistant coaches at the Combine, and we couldn't talk to the assistant coach because we had to go through the certain protocol, and because, as you said, when we figured out what that protocol was, you looked right at me and said, ha, 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 just like New England. So you know how they're doing things. When John Robinson got hired, he said every move that they made would be in the best interest of the football team, which is something, where do we hear that all the time?
Yeah, Bill.
They want to be like the Patriots. This is not like the Patriots. And I think it is very non-coincidental that this comes out after Eric Decker signs with the Titans. Yeah, how shocking. You know, most TV shows that are going to launch during the fall, they announce it earlier in the summer. They don't announce it, you know, the week after he signs with the Titans. So, to me, I'm fired up about it because this is the truth. If I was GM of the Titans, if I was running that team, I'd call Eric Decker up on the phone right now and I'd say, you got a choice. The TV or the team, you pick. But if you want to be a reality TV star, there are tons of teams that will love to have you. Call the Jets, see if they'll take you back. Call Buffalo. Get with Rex Ryan. Maybe y'all can have a reality TV show together. Call Odell Beckham. Maybe the Giants will take you. Play next to Brandon Marshall again. But if you want to play on this team, because my team's trying to win championships, if you want to play on this team, you get rid of the reality TV show. So that's my take on it. And I am very disappointed in Eric Decker. I'm disappointed in the Titans. I'm disappointed in the Decker family because clearly there are things that are more important to them than football. And so I'm disappointed, and I think this is going to be a distraction for the Titans. And this is supposed to be a team that doesn't have distractions, and here we go. E has a new series. Get excited, Floyd. What do you think of this?
I mean, I don't – as long as they understand, and this is what New England does. I mean, Bill, you can have your Facebooks, you can have your – Twitters, you can have your whatever, reality shows. You can have whatever you want as long as it is not in this locker room and as long as this locker room is not discussed. And I think that's where the line has to be drawn. Now, the NFL is very, very stringent on, you know, what you can shoot, what kind of film you can use, can you use anything that has the NFL shield on it for a show? No, you can't. None of that. Unless it's okayed by the team and by the league. So I'm sure that they're going to, you know, they're going to be a long ways from the Titans locker room. Now, what they do in their house and what they talk about, you know, with her hosting, is that what it was?
Music career and hosting.
Yes, music and hosting and what they do with their kids and all. I think that, you know, if that's what they want to do, that's what they could do.
But here's the difference, though, because we talked about this in our pre-show meeting and you were bringing up Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and
See,
all that
all
crap.
It's all the same to me.
But here's where I think it's different. With an E! Television show, E! Literally makes their money by making drama of things that are not serious. Like the Kardashians is their biggest thing, right, on E! Ian, you got to back me up because I don't watch this channel. So the Kardashians.
If it's not NHL Network, bro, I'm struggling too.
Okay. So the Kardashians are like their main show. And even though the three of us probably don't watch the Kardashians, I think we can all agree it's pretty stupid, right? Like the whole premise of it seems ridiculous, and you get all these basketball players involved, and it's just drama that doesn't need to happen. And they make millions of dollars off of it. And what I'm worried about is you're going to see the same type of drama on this show, that made up just trash. You're going to see that same thing. And what I worry about is something like, Eric and I are not talking right now because Eric is really struggling with the fact that he and the new wide receivers coach aren't getting along. Bam, there's a story. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, that's, again, once again, everything that's in the locker room stays in the locker room.
Which on Twitter, if it doesn't,
then you cross the line.
I don't even want to risk that. I just say, look, no reality TV show, or you're out of here.
Well, I think
you are the fourth string wide receiver.
I think you risk that with any team, that anybody that's got a Twitter. I mean, a guy can be driving home and Twitter out, I'm really ticked off at my receiver coach, and just leave it at that, you know. And then, is there a story? Yeah, there's a potential story. That's why at New England, and I don't know what John and Mike do here, but. I mean, at New England, you don't see Twitters come out of that locker
room.
You
also don't see reality television shows.
Or reality television shows or any of those kinds of things. The key is the line is drawn, you know, at the football. Football and your life, you can do what you want to with your life. It's your free time. Go ahead and do it. You know, have fun. If you can make a career out of it, congratulations and all that. But here is the line.
But the press release, the first line of it, literally says that season 3 will follow Jessie juggling her music career and her hosting duties and expanding her businesses when Eric unexpectedly changes football teams and signs with the Titans. The football is there. The football is now in there, and you can marginalize it however you want. You can say, well, you know, they won't be on the practice facility, or they won't get practice film, or they won't be – that's fine, but you are opening yourself up, because what if now Casey wants to have a show, and so he goes to another network and he goes and gets a show, and now I want people to put football first.
I agree, but this may be a shock to you, but how many guys of your age do you know that have time, spend time on the Facebook? I mean, you're in your phone all the time.
But Floyd, there's a difference. On Twitter, if Eric Decker tweets on Twitter, there is one person who decides what's tweeted and tweets it, and it's Eric Decker. He's the only one. But in these shows, they get your producers, and these producers will ask questions, and they'll wait for you to say something, and they'll take it out of context, and they'll run it on the show, and it will become a big deal. I watched that happen with Jordan Rodgers last year. I watched things get taken out of context and blown up out of proportion, and the difference being Jordan Rodgers wasn't on a team. Eric Decker is on a team, and if you want to be a part of the team, you need to think about the team, not my reality TV show. That, to me, is just, it set me through the roof when I saw that, because what it tells me is Eric Decker wants to be on the Titans so that they can put this show together, and he's more concerned about the personal life and being a celebrity, in my mind, than he is about trying to win football games. So,
well, I mean, you could say, but what about the guy that's got the kid that's got cancer? Who's he worried? Do you think he's thinking about the football team every single second of the day?
I'm okay with you putting, like, emergency family situations over football. But, I'm not okay with you putting the E channel over football. Those are two totally different things.
They're different, but they're the same.
So are you for it or against it? Are you for it or against the show?
As long as he keeps it out of the football facility, he can do whatever he wants.
That sounds like a for it.
That's I don't know. You can call it for or against it. He can't. He's not going to do anything with football. Now, this would be my rule. Football world is over here. Whatever it is you're doing is over there. Keep it over there. Nothing comes over here. Everything's fine.
Well, it has it in the press release that, you know, the Titans are in that press release, which makes me think football is going to be, on some level, a part of it. So, for it or against it, yay or nay?
Again, as long as it's not part of the locker room, I don't care what he does.
Ian Safar, yay or nay, in or out?
I'm kind of with Floyd on this one.
I'm totally out. I call Eric Decker right now, and I say, Eric, what do you want? Do you want to be on the team or you want to do the show? Pick. So that's how we're starting our show today. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. 615-737-1025. If you've got a thought on Eric and Jesse, which, of course, will be premiering in September right during football season. Apparently, on the E! Channel right now, they have a marathon going. So if you want to catch up on that. But we got a promo, Floyd. We have a promo for the new reality show.
Coming this fall, when some thought the saga may be over, Music City Sports would open the door for a Music City couple.
Breaking news here. Eric Decker has reportedly signed a one-year deal with the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I just like the direction the Titans are going.
I think you're going to be the best dad in the whole world. I really do. Because you're so sweet and sensitive and attentive.
Here comes the blitz. He's under pressure. Steps up. Floats it over the middle. Decker's got it. That's a touchdown.
Premiering this fall, Hard Knocks, Training Camp. With Deckers.
You know what? That's a good point. What about the Hard Knocks stuff?
What do you mean about it?
I mean, what about what teams are going through all of that?
Yeah, but that's forced upon them. That's a money deal. You think Peter Laviolette wanted cameras in there for the NHL?
You think that would be a distraction?
But like, the team doesn't have a choice in that regard. But that's how we're starting the show off today on Eric and Jesse. If you want to get in, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, GM, how would you address it? Lay it out for us. That's next. It's Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, y'all.
It's Eric.
And Jesse. And you guessed it. The return of our show, Eric and Jesse, is coming back this season.
We're back.
I can't handle that. That's ridiculous.
They could have had a better commercial, that's for sure.
That's your number four receiver there, Floyd. Which, by the way, speaking of Eric and Jesse, Floyd and I just threw it up on one of the TVs in here and watched, I don't know what, 3 minutes of it?
Yeah.
Wesley Woodyard and he were rapping stuffed animals. And then they said, coming up on Eric and Jesse, and the wives start talking about how unsure they are of the future. So that's good contract talk on the show. I don't want any of that. In fact, I don't want this show. I think it's a distraction to the team, and I think John Robinson, deep down inside, I don't know if he said anything to Eric about it. I guarantee you John Robinson, on face value, does not like this. Now, he won't say that he doesn't like it or anything like that, but I don't think he likes it. You're a GM. What would the conversation? You see that? Someone brings it to your attention, and they say, Floyd, we need to tell you, apparently Eric Decker has got a reality television show with his wife on the E! Channel. Now, what is the conversation between GM and Eric Decker?
It would be the same as anybody that has a Twitter account, anybody that has a Facebook, anybody that shoots videos with their phone, anybody that does any of that, anything that is social communication, stays out of the football. Out of the football. Now, what you do with it in your life is up to you. I mean, it's like the guys that, you know, sit around with their phone in their face all day long answering Facebooks or whatever it is you do. I mean, all that stuff, I mean, you can have all of that as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it makes no difference to me if you're tweeting somebody about the coach you don't like or the game next week or the whatever, or you're doing it on TV.
Gives you more of an opportunity when there are cameras around your house all the time.
I don't know. Again, that's up to them. But don't have any football in it now. I mean, no football.
Would you have a talk with him specifically about this? Or would you just say, hey, that's our policy for everything, so don't? Would you feel the need to call him about this show directly and say, Eric?
I think it's probably been explained to him. If I was guessing, and I'm assuming, as you were, that it's the same as it was in New England, which is, you know, how many times do you see Gronk standing on a table with a beer in his hand, no shirt?
Gronk doesn't have a reality television show.
Do you see that every other day?
Gronk's not the fourth wide receiver.
Yes, you do. And guess what? Do you ever hear him talking football? No. Do you see him in the middle of eight? Do you read stories about his $102,000 bar bill? What do you think? That's not a shocker. You think he likes that? No. But as long as there's no football, you can do what you want. Now, are you borderline getting in trouble? Yes, you are. I hope you're smart enough to understand that.
See, I believe that Eric Decker, and someone can tell me that I'm wrong, and unless I see like email documentation of it, I won't believe it. This is my belief. I believe Eric Decker waited until they announced that they were going to do the show. They waited until he signed. Because I guarantee you, if Bill Belichick and he were sitting down, Bill says no reality TV show, Eric says okay and signs, then there's no reality TV show. Because my guess is they're not going to get the millions of dollars. They're probably going to get some money from this show, but not the money he's going to get playing football. He's getting like $8 million or whatever playing ball.
Right.
So I guarantee you he waited. And waited to make sure probably that the team was going to be cool with it or something like that. And I don't want this team to be cool with it. I want John Robinson to tell him, the show or the team, you pick. But you can't have both.
Let me say this. If you don't have any rules about the locker room and about football and what you can and can't do and what can and can't go out of the locker room, you've got a lot more trouble in this reality show. I mean, you've got star players shooting halftime videos in the middle of a playoff game. That's what you got. Now, that is a problem.
That was a serious problem.
Yeah. So, I mean, what this guy does in the living room at his house, not talking football,
I will say
this,
fine
with me. But forget, it's just like all of that.
I will say this, all that stuff. Antonio Brown is the best receiver in the league. Eric Decker is your fourth wide receiver.
I don't care.
The rules aren't the same.
I don't care if you're the backup long snapper. If you're taking videos at halftime in a game.
It was post-game, but yeah.
Whatever, you're in trouble.
Let's go to your phone, 615-737-1025. A lot of y'all want to weigh in on this, apparently. Sean is up first, though, on Eric Decker. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
Hey, my opinion on it is pretty simple. You know, we all have – they're professional football players, so they're – their objective is to make money, right? You know, if this guy can make a little extra money on the side, as long as he's within the rules of his contract and within the rules that the team has set out, I don't personally have a problem with it. Me as a fan, yeah, I'd love it if all the players, you know, eat, drink, and slept football, but not everybody's made that way. I'll hang up and listen.
Yes, but this is a fourth wide receiver we're talking about. The fourth wide receiver needs to do everything right. If Marcus wants to, if Pecorine wants to have a reality television show, I'm not going to say, Pekka, you pick the show or the team, because they got to have Pekka. But he ain't Pecorine. He ain't Pecorine. He's the fourth wide receiver. This team was prepared to start the season without him, and now he signs. And, oh, by the way, here's Eric and Jesse. Oh, it kills me.
Well, I don't think, I mean, to me, the rules are the same. It doesn't make any difference who you are.
Yes, it does.
Which is?
Not everybody's treated the same. You know that.
When it comes to stuff like this, you are. When it comes to something like this, everybody's treated the same.
You mean that now, a fourth stringer, if they did what Gronk did, that they'd stay on the Patriots?
Yeah.
No. No. There's no way Bill Belichick would put up with Gronk's type of stuff.
And you and Bill are pretty tight, are you?
From a third string guy.
Did Bill tell you this himself?
Oh, you.
I'm telling you, the rule is the same for certain things, and these are the things. And it doesn't make any difference if you're a backup center, if you're a 10th wide receiver, or you're the starting quarterback. It doesn't make any difference. Now, are there other things where the rules are adjusted sometimes? I mean, I'd be lying if I said that's not the truth.
Mike's up next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, just for a similar comparison. Back a few years ago when Michael Sam was getting drafted by the Rams, he was supposed to have a reality TV show with a key. And during the phone conversation where Jeff Fisher called him to tell him he was going to be drafted, he informed him that his reality TV show was not going to be allowed.
Man, Jeff Fisher's got one up on the Titans in this story. That's how much I don't like it. I'm with Jeff Fisher.
Not going to be allowed in the football part.
Did he still have the show?
Oh, I have no idea.
Do we know if...
I mean, you can't stop
Ian, you're
a
supposed
guy.
To know all these things about the E-Channel.
Sorry, dude. I'll do some more homework. Yeah.
You can't stop a guy from having a TV show as long as it doesn't affect work. You can't control a guy's life every second of every day.
So you're more bothered by Matthias Ekholm saying, before game two of the Stanley Cup final, we know they can't play with us. We all saw it. You have a bigger problem with that than you do with Eric Decker having cameras inside of his house.
Because Ekholm is talking hockey. Eric Decker's talking country music. I mean, he can talk
and the last thing we saw, they were the wives
wants.
Were talking contracts.
What? Let me ask you a question. Do you think any wife in any sport a month before the season is not sitting around saying, you know what? We could not be here.
Well, we don't know when this was
we
filmed.
We could be on the road someplace. I mean, we could get cut. We could not make the team. We could get traded. We could. That's their life.
But she's not saying it. All the other wives aren't saying it to reality TV. And this one is. And it just, but coming up next.
Whether you're saying it or living it, it's the same.
No, it's definitely not the same. Okay. Living it and saying it and doing it on TV are two totally different things.
All right.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. 615-737-1025. We'll get back to the calls. Plus, a power move the Titans could make that would send shock, that would literally be, I think, one of the smarter things they could do. We'll get to that next. It's Jared and the GM right here, live from the Game National Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. of Mount Juliet on ESPN 1025, The Game.
Father's Day?
Yes.
What am I going to give him?
Yes.
Well, not a lot.
Keep it PG.
Not a lot.
Not a lot?
You know what? I didn't get anything for Mother's Day, hardly.
Oh, my God.
You gave me my gift last minute in the morning, so.
But that's how we do.
I mean,
because we know that you know.
Pictures.
Right?
Some memories that we made.
No.
And not counting what he gave you the night before. Right?
I mean, I could use a little bit more of that.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, a little bit something, something.
You brought that onto the team, Floyd. Congratulations. That was Jesse James Decker and Eric Decker on the red carpet.
If they choose to
during
watch
the CMT
it,
Awards.
If the players choose to watch it.
On E.
It's their choice.
You're bringing that
I'm guessing,
to the team.
I'm guessing not many will watch it.
Well, we've watched, what would you say, 5 minutes total during the commercial breaks of this show?
Something like that.
Like they have the marathon on. This has to be one of the stupidest shows I've ever seen. Like this show is so stupid. It is so bad. So, but I'm going to have to watch now to see what football gets onto the show. Because they had him talking to his agent there for a minute, and they were talking contracts with the wives. And now, Floyd, we're going to have to watch every second of this show when it premieres in September, the Eric Decker reality show, what's it called? Eric and Jesse. We're going to have to watch every minute of that to know if we're missing anything to, that's going to be worth talking about on the team. But let me tell you this.
Yes.
So originally, you remember my original take about saying, hey, either either the show goes or you go. Either pick the team or the show. And what kind of power move would it be if the Tennessee Titans, a week after signing Eric Decker, release Eric Decker because of the reality show? To me, that would be a power move if John Robinson were to say, yeah, we let him go because of the reality show. Because in Nashville, we're dedicated to football. And anything that's above football, we're not doing. We're dedicated to football. If you want to be a part of this team, just like Mike said, when they, you know, essentially let Kendall Wright go, and he said, it's not for everyone trying to do what they do. Hey, Eric Decker wants to host a reality show. He wants to be a celebrity fourth string receiver. That's fine. It's not for everyone. What kind of power move, what would that say to the league if the Titans did that?
Being that you just gave him about $3 million to sign, it'd be stupid. That's what it would be.
I'm telling you, sometimes you got to set the tone. It's worth $3 million.
Let me say this. How many guys in this city have TV shows? How many guys in this city have radio shows?
How many Titans players?
Yes. You can go. You can go home every night of the week, just about. Turn the radio on, and you're going to have Taylor Lewan.
No, they canceled his show. You don't have a show anymore.
You're going to have somebody that has a show.
Williamson had a show every other week.
Yeah, we had where we worked. Where was that? Jeff Ruby's.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, Jeff Ruby's
and
every
it was a great
Monday
show.
Night.
But that's and 1 hour of how was the game yesterday?
Is this on every night?
But the cameras are in the house every night. We just saw him eating dinner. We literally had it on, and they were eating dinner. And they were talking about breastfeeding.
You choose to watch it.
I'm not choosing to watch it. You were the one that said put it on.
Let's turn it off. I mean, you don't have to watch it.
How can Floyd throw me under the bus for choosing to watch it when Floyd is the one that said put it on?
I'm just so shocked that you're so upset at this when this just goes on.
This was
on
my one condition for him to join the team was
this.
No reality
show.
Do you
think whenever how many times have you seen a tweet from somebody that says, hey, I just talked to my agent about free agency. There are several teams interested in me.
Never.
That's out there all the time. It's everywhere. I mean, that's the life you live in.
Ian, whose side are you on in this?
That is social media. It's out there everywhere.
I think if he can, you know, show that he can keep it away from the facility and still, you know, bring it on the field, I don't have a huge problem with it.
We'll talk to Chris Sanders, former Titans receiver, in 10 minutes. We'll get his take. A real receiver, a real man, Chris Sanders, who didn't have cameras in his house. We'll get his take on this all. Sudzo, though, is up next. What's up, Sudzo?
Hey, guys, I got 2 points to make. One would be, if the Titans and the other men on the roster are affected by a four-string wide receivers reality show, then there's much bigger problems than Eric Decker having a reality show, is my first comment. Number two is, I think what Floyd is trying to say is, this is a performance-based league, and if you can show up and play football, no one cares what you do outside of the complex. It's really that simple.
I would agree with you, except that that's not exactly true. We saw with Antonio Brown, and I appreciate your call, Sizzo. We saw with Antonio Brown, you know, hey, can he play football? Yeah, he can play football. But that Facebook Live in the locker room totally, totally just set the world on fire when he did it. Odell Beckham on his boat. Hey, you can do whatever you want away from football. There's Odell on the boat. And you saw how much of a distraction that caused the Giants.
The key phrase with Brown was what?
Locker room.
Yes. In the locker room.
Got Mike Tomlin's post-game speech
in the locker room.
I can't believe that happened.
That's sacrilegious.
I could not believe that happened.
And this guy there won't have the camera in the locker room. They're not going to follow Eric getting dressed before a game. They're not going to follow Eric getting dressed after a game. Now, when he gets in his car and drives home, that's him and his car. I don't know how that works.
Now, it's funny because a couple weeks ago, we talked about the fact, I think Vince Young had a reality show on BET. And just like the E! Channel, I don't watch BET, so I don't know. But supposedly, Vince Young had a reality show on BET. And I was like, were you not the GM when that happened? And you said, that wouldn't have happened if I was GM. So now are you kind of reversing course a little bit?
No.
Because you had said with Vince before, well, that wouldn't have happened if I was GM, and now there's a reality show that's going on in, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the way I look at it. It's just, I've explained it again. The line is right here. Now, if you go 1 inch over that line, show's gone, or you're gone, or the Twitter's gone, or the phone's gone, or you're gone. I mean, it's going to end. And I think they have to understand that. But, I mean, you know, what they do. What's the line then?
What is the line on this reality show? Once again,
football,
Eric.
Football.
Eric and Jesse, it was announced yesterday, they are returning to E! Channel on Wednesday, September 6th. Okay, what defines football? I mean, obviously, I think we both know if he comes home and says to Jesse James Decker, says, yeah, we're going to run the ball 90% of the time this week against Oakland, then obviously Mike and John are going to have a serious problem with it.
There'll be a serious problem.
But where is that? Where does the line? What is the line that is crossed? Where is the moment when he says something that is too far?
Anything that is in the locker room stays in the locker room. Anything.
So what does that – I mean, we were watching him and Wesley Woodyard talk about contracts and their wives.
That's going to happen, whether it's on TV or not.
So he can't talk about any other teammates. So he can't come home and say, honey, I hate Ben Jones.
I would hope not. Yeah, that's right. If it's in the locker room, I would hope that wouldn't happen.
Tim's up next on Jared and the GM. Thanks for calling. You go ahead, Tim.
Hey, guys, this goes right along with what you're talking about. It's more of a question, and that is, let's say that he doesn't really work out, he's not playing well, and he does start griping about the coach and staff or other players, and he starts bringing football into it. What recourse would the team have, and could they recover some of that signing bonus that they gave him?
Appreciate him.
It's a 1 year contract, I think, right? Yeah, no, you wouldn't recover any of it. You would just cut him, and he'd be gone.
Well, remember, though, last year when we were doing the pregame show at the Omni and you ran into Andre Johnson's agent and mom the day of the Jacksonville game,
yes.
That ended up being his last game.
That's right. I'd forgotten about that.
And you said to me, you know, the next day, you said, I found it odd that both mom and the agent were there. And you could tell something was kind of up. What if mom and the agent are in town with Eric Decker and it's on the TV show? Like the same way you felt about seeing, who is it, Kendrick Maguire and Andre Johnson's agent?
Yeah, Kennard.
Kennard Maguire and Andre Johnson's mom. What if it's Eric's parents and Eric's agent that are in town, and you can tell that, you know, obviously he's not happy and he's thinking, and he's now all of a sudden E! Gets all their drama with Eric Decker mulling whether or not he wants to keep playing or something like that, and that very much is a football issue on the TV show.
Football players have lives. And what they do in their living room, when they sit in their living room and they talk about their contracts and they talk about their life in the NFL and the pluses and the minuses and how hard it is and all of those kinds of things take place in every living room of every pro athlete in the entire world. Now, when you start taking
then put a Jets
stuff
players
from
in
the
room
locker
or a
room,
Giants players
when you
living room
on TV.
Start taking
stuff from the locker room to the TV show, like, hey, you know what? The Jaguars' left corner is supposed to be really good, but he can't run. Watch me this week. You see, you get something like that, you're done. It's over. See ya.
Former Titans receiver Chris Sanders is going to join us next. Once again, a real receiver. We will get his take on this. The Eric Decker, Eric and Jesse returning September 6th to E! Channel. By the way, from the five minutes that we've watched.
They've gotten more advertisement.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. They have all year long.
But in all fairness, the 5 minutes or so we've watched, this has to be the stupidest show I've ever seen. Hey, Thursday, June 29th, tomorrow, the Nashville Career Fair from 11 till 2 at the Nashville Airport Marriott just off of Elm Hill Pike. It is a free event and a great opportunity to meet face-to-face with top hiring managers at many of the hottest companies. Come dress for business with a positive attitude and bring at least 20 copies of your resume. Register now by visiting nationalcareerfairs.com. That's nationalcareerfairs.com. Former Titans receiver Chris Sanders next. It's Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Coming this fall, when some thought the saga may be over, Music City Sports would open the door for a Music City couple.
Breaking news here. Eric Decker has reportedly signed a one-year deal with the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I just like the direction the Titans are going.
I think you're going to be the best dad in the whole world. I really do. Because you're so sweet and sensitive and attentive.
Here comes the blitz. He's under pressure. Steps up. Floats it over the middle. Decker's got it. That's a touchdown.
Premiering this fall, Hard Knocks, Training Camp with the Deckers.
And there you have it, Eric Decker's reality show, Eric Decker and Jesse James Decker. Eric and Jesse's what it's called. Premieres September 6th. And Floyd is seemingly okay with it. He's on board with the show. Are you going to watch the show, Floyd? I don't even know why I ask. Yeah. Okay, so I'm against it. Floyd is, you seem kind of the mindset of, look, what they do in their personal lives is their personal lives. And
I just don't think, in my mind, it's no different from Facebook, from Twitter, from, you know, whether you show me on TV or sitting down eating Frosted Flakes or you Twitter out. Guess what? I'm sitting down for breakfast eating Frosted Flakes. Who cares? Who cares?
I don't like it. Chris Sanders, former Titans receiver, joins us now on the show. Chris, your reaction to your – hey, because I said, I go, hey, we're going to get a real receiver, a real man, a real team guy. Chris Sanders. Chris, what is your take on Eric Decker and his wife re-upping their reality show now that they're here in Tennessee?
Okay, first of all, I'm not going to watch it because Tom and Jerry's on at that time, so I'm not going to be able to watch it. That's my favorite cartoon, so I'm not going to be able to watch it.
I think, in my opinion, I mean, I think it's okay, but I think the key word is it can't be a distraction. When you're talking about, you know, doing your reality show, when it interferes with football, you know, I don't think it's going to work. I'm just going to give you a scenario. Just imagine me and Floyd Reese was in a meeting room, and I'm about to sign my contract, and he's excited about me being there and everything. But then I say, you know, I'm going to sign with the team, but, you know, I have to do a reality show called Dancing with the Stars. First of all, I'm not going to do it because, number one, I don't have no rhythm. Number two, I walk on my toes, so that's not going to work. I just can't do two things at once when it's going to interfere with what I'm doing, because you got to remember, football is my lifestyle, but I can't let things interfere with it. When it starts interfering and you have the cameras and, you know, Facebook and all that stuff and it becomes a distraction, that's when it becomes wrong.
What do you think it says to the team, though? This is the fourth string wide receiver in Eric Decker's case is going to have a reality show. This is not Marcus or Brady or something like
right.
that. I mean, does standing on the roster not matter at all in something like this?
I mean, it's got to matter because, you're later on in your career. And another thing, he has to make the team. Yeah, you signed a contract and everything's good on paper, but you still got to make the team. If I was him, this is just me, and I'm, you know, each is their own. If it was me, and it's later part in my year, I'm going to do everything in my power to get a roster spot. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I'm on a team. I don't want any distractions. I don't want to be having cameras in my face. I don't want to have all this stuff that's going to take me away from my playbook or taking me away from, you know, being on the field and all this crazy stuff. Each is their own. But for me personally, as a receiver, and I want to be great, I don't want no distractions. So I think the key is don't have those distractions.
Chris,
I got hyped, didn't I?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw some of the articles that have come out, and but Football Focus, you know, had the Titans ranked as the third best, having the third best roster in the NFL. What are your thoughts there? They were ahead of Pittsburgh, ahead of everybody but Atlanta and New England.
You know, I mean, on paper, we definitely can say that. I mean, they got some great wide receivers. They got Mariota. They got a defense that's ranked in the top 10. I mean, you can't have a case for saying that. But, you know, it's just like the Lakers a long time ago when they had all these great players. You can have all the great players on paper, but if you don't gel together as a team, it's not going to work. So I just think that, yes, on paper, they have a chance to do some great things on paper. But until they go out and do it and beat the Colts, the Jaguars, and beat the guys in their division, then you really don't have a case to fight with. But if they just gel together and make sure they do what they need to do and, you know, take it off the paper and put it on the field and win the AFC championship, then now you start talking about them being one of the best in the NFL.
Chris, they're getting, of course, the players are kind of in that lull before training camp gets going. What was your routine this time of the year?
you know, what I did is I just kind of, you know, kind of got away from football a little bit because football is all year round. So what I did is I just spent time with my family, my kids, and my ex-wife and did the things I do to kind of just rejuvenate myself to get, you know, prepare myself for a long season. So I got my rest, you know, I kind of trained in the morning, kind of did the football stuff, but I just wanted to get away and just, you know, get my mind right, study my playbook, you know, make sure I'm eating right, make sure I'm doing the things right, you know, before training camp, because when training camp starts, you know, your whole livelihood is football. You drink football, you talk football, you have meetings, you have all these things. So what I did is I just wanted to make sure that my mind was ready. Physically, I knew I was good, but I just wanted to make sure my mind was ready when I started training camp.
Former Titans receiver Chris Sanders, our guest right here, ESPN 102.5 The Game. With the Titans being kind of the sexy pick, it feels like, by a lot of people in the offseason, do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing for the team's mindset to have all these people picking them?
I mean, it can be a curse or it can be a good thing. I mean, the thing about it is, well, the one thing the Tennessee Titans don't want to do is start reading all these articles saying they're going to be the best, saying they're going to win the AFC South, saying they have all the players. Because when you start hearing all that, all those things, then all the pressure starts to mound up. You know, we always say this little saying, the pressure busts pipes. You don't want to have a lot of pressure, because if you have a lot of pressure, then these guys are not going to perform. To me, I like to be the underdog. The year we went to the Super Bowl, nobody was talking about us. No, everybody saying we was terrible, that we was going to be last in the AFC, all this crazy stuff. But there was something in that locker room to say, you know what, we have nothing to lose. Nobody's expecting us to do nothing. So if it was me, I would just make sure as my coach, if I'm a receiver coach, to make sure these guys stay focused. Yeah, everybody's saying how good we are on paper and all this great stuff. But until we prove it, we have absolutely nothing to say.
Chris, I know you've heard Floyd's take there on the Eric Decker reality show. Do you really believe that Floyd would be this open? If he was still your GM and you were still a wide receiver, do you think Floyd would be this open to you coming to him and saying, hey, Floyd, I've got a reality TV show on the side?
You know, I think Floyd is the same as he was back in the day. He would say, you know what, if it's not a distraction. I mean, like when I played football, I did a whole bunch of things away from football. I had my foundation. I actually did some terrible commercials that were terrible. I mean, they were awful. But, I mean, they were bad. I had a bad haircut, bad dress, everything. But it didn't distract me from football. When it was time to play football, all that other stuff has to wait. So, you know, I agree with Floyd. I think Floyd would say, you know what, you can have this reality show. You can have Twitter. You can have Facebook. You can have MySpace. You can have all these things. But if it's a distraction and your play goes down, there's a line drawn. If you step over that line just an inch, see ya. I'll see you. You're out of here.
That's exactly what's good. You said the example. Taylor Lewan's going to want a reality TV show now.
But oh, my
Chris,
gosh. About a catfish?
Yeah, exactly. Last thing before we get you out of here, Chris.
All right, man. Y'all take care. Thanks.
Hey, before we let you go, last one. I just want to know your thoughts on Phil Jackson and the Lakers. And the Knicks.
Man, that stuff is wild, man. I mean, can I just be honest? You have they let Calamari, like what is it?
Carmelo
go?
Yeah.
You got two grown men fighting over the internet, acting crazy. I just think that, you know, if two guys don't get along, just settle it behind closed doors. Just say, you know what, me and you don't get along, I don't like you, and we're out of here. But when you start talking trash on the internet and this guy's this and he's this, I mean, you got two guys that need to grow up as professionals and say, you know what, let's handle this behind closed doors and not let this stuff, you know, get big. Now it's going to grow legs.
I just think Phil needs to not be professional anymore. He needs to go hang it up. Chris, we'll see you.
Y'all have
Thanks,
a day.
Chris.
Yep. Right. Chris Sanders here on the show. There's no way you'd have been cool with Chris Sanders coming up to you 15 years ago and saying, hey, Floyd, I'd like a reality TV show. I'm going to have a reality TV show around here. He's, oh, yeah, that's fine, whatever you want to do.
Keep in mind, I mean, back then we didn't have Twitter. We didn't have Facebook.
You
we
had the E-Channel.
We had E-Channel, but, I mean, all the mass communication that's going on now with your generation, we didn't have any of that stuff.
By the way, I think the last hour of the show has ruined any chance we've had about getting simulcast on the E! Network, if I had to take a guess. Okay, coming up next, we're going to talk actually about real sports and a real famous couple. Because, once again, we've been over Jesse James Decker. She's not like a real country star. She just sings songs. But there is an athlete in this town whose wife is a real country singer, and we don't know if he is going to play hockey next year. And it's getting to be about that time, and we'll get into whether or not, for Mike Fisher, It's time to make the decision. We'll get to that next. It's Jared and the GM right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.